I used to chase what I couldn't hold, counting every gap, every dead, every cold. Woke up racing before my feet hit the floor, always behind, always needing more. I thought the hustle was the only way through, grind till you drop and then start again new. But something was missing I couldn't quite name. I had all the effort and nothing to claim. And quiet as morning, soft as the light, a truth started rising and it changed my whole life. It wasn't out there, it was never that far. It was gratitude first that opens the door.
That's divine positioning.
Not luck, not chance, not a lucky break. Something bigger moving things into place.
Almost didn't want to stop that song this morning. Thought creates the internal blueprint. Faith holds the vision steady. But action is the handshake between the invisible and the invisible. Grand Rising Freedom Crusaders, this is Ashley Casper welcoming you to the Grow Rich Mastermind here on the Good News Network. This is one of those spaces where we get to show up exactly as we are, inspired, exhausted, hopeful, uncertain, or even a little sad, and still leave feeling a little lighter than we came in. And I'm really grateful to be here with all of you today. I love you. Today is May 7th, 2026, and our amazing and dedicated host, Lori Soon III, will be with us shortly. Lori Soon III is an enthusiastic freedom crusader, an honored recipient of the Guiding Voice Award. She lives in Eastern Washington with her son, daughter-in-law, and three energetic grandsons. She's building her online business while guiding students and adults to regulate their emotions, quiet anxiety, and reawaken their ability to learn, grow, and thrive. A lifelong teacher and encourager, she is passionate about growth, connection, and awakening the genius within. She is beyond grateful for the chance to serve this amazing community, and I am grateful for her and cannot wait to hear what she has for us today. But before we do that, I want to hear from all of you. So as I open up the lines, I want to hear your beautiful voices. Let me know what your name is and where you're calling in from this morning.
Good morning,
Glad to be here.
Hey, family. I love my brother's family.
Yes. We love you, too.
Love you, too.
All of you in Dallas. The Hmong Hmong
Hmong. Hey, Lena Joy. Lena
Joy. Lena Joy.
Lena Joy.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Hey, Minister Christian.
Love you, family.
Hey, Evan. Hey, Steve.
Glad to be on
the truly the best.
Family. Let's have the best ever. Let's keep moving forward.
Good morning, Anita.
Yes. Let's keep moving forward.
Honey butter for the soul.
Wow, wow, wow. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Gail.
Hey,
yeah.
Gail.
Hey,
Gail.
Gail.
Sister Rita.
Morning, everybody.
Hey, Peter and Veronique and wonderful children.
Yeah. Veronique and Kelly. Hey, Veronique.
And Peter.
Zoe.
Yeah. Hey, Veronique, Peter.
All right, everybody, the countdown is on. Love your energy. Lori.
Lori. Happy
Thursday.
Bring the fire, Lori.
All right, everyone.
The new day.
Are you ready for Lori Soon?
We are so ready.
Yes, we are.
Lori,
so sorry from Pasadena, California.
Let's go, Lori.
I got to mute it. Oh, man, that's hard to mute. I love that. Can you hear me okay, Ashley?
I sure can. Yeah. You sound wonderful.
Oh, yes, and thank you for that intro. It was especially perfect for today, and your quote was spot on, and I was feeling the same way. The music, maybe we should have just made it into a mystical music meeting. But this is the Grow Rich Mastermind, and we have grown rich, we're growing rich, and I'm just excited you're here. Wow, thank you for being here. and from all over the place. Josh and I heard you out there, and Peter and Veronique. Man, good to hear you. I feel this family united, that's for sure, and I'm so thankful. So, of course, I've been thinking about life and death and pain, joy, laughter, peace, I mean, all of it. And I think that's what I think Amy was referring to. She did a quote about grief, and it's something like a wild, beautiful beast. So I've been thinking a lot. And so, we'll have plenty of time to talk about it, too, in the mastermind. So, but we had to say see you later to an incredible soul. Sorry, I wasn't going to do this. I was ready. Who lived really full out. He had a huge heart. And most of you know he had the best hugs, teddy bear hugs. Nick A. Ramone, we just give you thanks and are so grateful that you are in our lives. We love you, and you are very close to our hearts. So Nick will be remembered as one of our favorite Freedom Crusaders, Crusaders for Freedom even, and we share that vision, freedom, through principle-centered leadership. And we're here to develop what we call a prosperity consciousness, a freedom consciousness, to learn to think and act the way wealthy people do, the way free, purposeful people think and act. We have examples of that in this community. We have examples of that now on this side and on that side. So we meet every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern, and every single morning we study these laws and we mastermind together. And this is really like a training ground. But I thought about it today, especially thinking about Nick, and I thought, no, this is like a playground. We get to practice our prosperity. I thought about, you know, having a daycare, working with children in the schools and in nurseries, and thinking about how in the play is where we learn the best. We're just taking action, just exploring, we're discovering, we're experimenting, and that's really what we get to do here. I think that's why my favorite part of this is the mastermind, to hear from you guys, because you just, we can buoy each other up, we can lift each other, we can learn new ideas, we can just strengthen each other and play together, learn better ways to play. So we're practitioners of prosperity, we're ambassadors of abundance. So this is the part where we get to do a check of our energy, and I really want us to feel a high vibration, a high frequency, really feel Nick here with us. I know he'd want us to be in a good mood. He might even say something to us if we were just being down, you know. But before we're going further, I'm going to ask a few questions. Are you grateful you didn't just think about showing up? You actually did. Are you grateful that someone believed in you enough to put this reading into your hands? Are you ready to stop waiting for the right time and start acting in the only time that actually exists, which is right now? And are you committed to not just thinking rich thoughts today, but doing the next right thing in front of you? Are you open and ready to help make this one of the best masterminds ever? If so, I'm going to unmute the lines. Let's get that energy.
Glory to God, it's not a bad day of a celebration. Let's go, y'all.
Yes.
Let's get it. Here comes the butter.
Good morning, Lonnie Sue.
What up, Elsie? What up, my wall?
Sweet. Wow, that's so awesome. All right, for you first-timers out there on the call, welcome, welcome. This is a community that is genuinely committed to learning and growing together. We have a gift for you called the Glow Rich Mastermind Collection, and it has everything you need, from music to the books that we're reading right here. And to get access to that, you simply reach out to the person who invited you to this call. Also, grab your tickets to Freedom Fest. I know this is going to be the best Freedom Fest ever in September. We're going to be meeting in Branson, Missouri. This is a one-of-a-kind. And, you know, you're going to hear this, if you're new here, you're going to hear this often, that this is like nowhere else you've ever been. And it's the same with the event. We hear and we get to hear, talk to each other here on the calls and in trainings. We get together pretty much every day of the week, right? But these meetings, when you get to meet together, I think it's the icing on the cake, if you like frosting, that is, right? But no, we get to meet in person, and our relationships grow stronger, and it makes everything better. Those connections are just, there's no other way to describe it. I know that everyone that speaks at the event, especially at the end, kind of a testimonial, that's all you hear is you've got to get here. You just can't explain it. It's just the best place to be. So make your plan to get there. And when you're asking about that mastermind collection, ask about those tickets too and be there. We look so forward to seeing you there. So I want to remind you, we're going to have a volunteer do the recitation, or the reciting of the major definite purpose and self-confidence formula. So just be ready for that. I actually encourage you from way across the water. If one of you come out, that'd be so awesome to hear from you. So, and each month we identify an enemy of character. And I looked and it said April was indecision. It said April was indecision. You mentioned it yesterday. I looked and it looks like we're back. We kind of go through all of these enemies of character. We're back to May's enemy, fear. And I think that's powerful to go along with the book we're reading and also the book of the month, The Book of Elon by Eric Jorgensen, because there's actually a whole section in the book that's titled Feel the Fear, Do It Anyway. And here's a quote that Elon Musk says. He says, "Look fear straight in the eye and it will disappear. The nature of fear is that people don't look at it. First of all, I feel fear. It's not as though I have the absence of fear. I feel it quite strongly. But when something is important enough and you believe in it enough, you do it in spite of fear. You shouldn't think, oh, I feel fear about this and therefore I shouldn't do it. It's normal to feel fear. If you don't feel fear, you definitely have something mentally wrong." So he says, just feel it and let the importance of your mission drive you to do it anyway. And this one's powerful. If you accept the true probabilities, it diminishes fear. When starting SpaceX, I thought the odds of success were less than 10%, and I accepted I would probably lose everything. Wow. And look at him now. Look at what he's done. Feeling the fear and doing it anyway. I love that. And it just gets better. So let me ask you, what is one thing you know you need to do right now in your business, in your life, that fear has been keeping you from? Not someday, not when you're feeling ready, but right here, right today. We all feel the fear. We just, like Elon Musk said, we just don't let it drive. So, all right, it is time for that group recitation for the major definite purpose and self-confidence formula. You can press *6 to come on out. We'd love to hear you.
I got you.
You got us. Thank you. Thank you. I'm Elizabeth.
Yes, I'm here. All right, Lori Sue and family, so glad to be with you today. My major definite purpose, by the day of, I will have in my possession, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I'm capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and best possible quality of service in the capacity of freedom crusader, entrepreneur. I believe that I'll have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now hear the money, see the money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I'm awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I am following that plan as it is received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person I am. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I've clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop endeavoring until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage only in transactions that benefit all whom they affect. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, cynicism, egotism, and the list goes on. By developing love, say it again, by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude toward others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I'll believe in them and in myself. I'll sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud at least twice a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I'll become an even more a self-reliant and successful person. Oh, divine providence, thank you for loving us, guiding us, providing, protecting, and illuminating us in all of our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions on this beautiful day. This is a beautiful day because we remember our beloved person that was so close to us, that was so meaningful to all of us, who showed what love was all about. This is a wonderful soul that came into this world. Bless us. He's not with us on the earthly plane, but he will be with us in our feelings and as we see the sunshine, as the rain comes down, just remembering all the wonderful things he did, and we can be just as beautiful and soulful as he was. Thank you, God, for giving us this opportunity to remember Nick Romani. I never met him. I never met him in person, but I felt his presence. And I want to just say thank all of you that are present. We go through our ups and downs, but we're still here. We're still among the living. And while we're among the living, do the best we can to help other people. And so this is a special day, not a day for crying and thinking negatively. Just think of all the positive things in this world. What do we do to contribute? Thank you so much, Lori Sue, and for Ashley for bringing call starting this morning, and everybody who's on this call. You will be blessed. You are blessed. Thank you so much. Back to you, Lori Sue. Love you.
Oh, Queen Elizabeth, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to unmute the lines because I know I'm not the only one that's feeling and loving Mama Elizabeth, so let's tell her how much we appreciate her.
Thank you, Mama Elizabeth.
Thank you, Mama Elizabeth.
Thank you,
Mama Elizabeth.
Thank you,
Mama Elizabeth.
Gratitude.
Love you.
Love you too.
Right. This is a celebration of all that's good. And so I, in my grief and right, and in my celebration and in my gratitude for knowing all of you, including Nick, wrote a song about what we are reading today, what we've been studying, and also just my thoughts on it. It helps me so much to get it out that way. I seem to hear it, it sounds way better in a song than when I try to say it. So I'll play this for you right now. I called it Louder Than the Static.
There's a thinking stuff that fills the wide universe. Every vision, every dream is already known. Like the oak that waits inside the tiny acorn. Every gift you'll ever need is in your bones. But you've been listening to voices that aren't yours. Trading your divine design to stay in line. The blueprints are written deep inside your spirit. You were born to let that majestic nature shine. Not the noise or what they think of you. Not the shame of what went wrong. Not the dramas, detours, or delays. This has always been your song. Let your soul speak louder than the static. Let your purpose rise above the fear. You can't act in yesterday or tomorrow. By action you delay. You may not have tomorrow, so step into today. You are a jar of clay, carrying something majestic. He gave his gifts freely while he was here. That's how it's done. Hold the picture, hold the purpose, act now. Live fully.
That's the message for today. Live fully. All right. So I'm just going to go ahead and do some reading, and then looking forward to opening the lines and hearing from you. Have some reflective questions along the way. And so let's just get started. We're in chapter 11 on the 7th. I was thinking 7-11. I got a message. I want to be right on top if you guys are messaging me if you can't hear me or whatever. So, okay. Thought is the creative power or the impelling force which causes the creative power to act.
You okay, Lauren?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just kidding. My phone is just, like, I wish I had notifications off.
It's
coming in loud and clear. Thank you, everybody, for your notes to me. I love you very much. Okay, here we go. Thought is the creative power or the impelling force which causes the creative power to act. Thinking in a certain way will bring riches to you, but you must not rely upon thought alone, maybe paying no attention to personal action. So my question is, have you ever been guilty of thinking big but acting small, or maybe not acting at all? You don't have to answer out loud, of course, but that's something to be thinking about. Be honest with yourself today as you read, because this is one way we can honor Nick by taking his action to heart in us, you know, making this moment count, every moment count. That is the rock upon which many otherwise scientific thinkers meet shipwreck, the failure to connect thought with personal action. So that guy, Elon Musk, built the rockets and the car, the electric car, at the same time, right? Summed it up in chapter in three words, right? This isn't in my – I can tell I'm stuttering because the chapter is called Work Like Hell. But in reality, this is exactly what Wallace Model is telling us, and he told us, what, 100 years ago. But just take action. Keep taking action. That landed for me. And so thought without action is just daydreaming with ambition attached. So we've not yet reached the stage of development, even supposing such a stage to be possible, in which a person can create directly from formless substance without nature's process or the work of human hands. A person must not only think, but personal action must supplement thought. By thought, you can cause the gold in the hearts of the mountains to be impelled towards you, but it will not mine itself, refine itself, coin itself into gold coins, and come rolling along the roads, seeking its way into your pocket. So here's a question for you. What gold have you been mentally claiming that you haven't physically moved toward yet? So what's sitting in the mountain right now waiting on you to take action? Under the impelling power of the Supreme Spirit, people's affairs will be so ordered that someone will be led to mine the gold for you. Other people's business transactions will be so directed that the gold will be brought towards you. And you must so arrange your own business affairs that you may be able to receive it when it comes to you. Your thought makes all things animate and inanimate work to bring you what you want. But your personal activity must be such that you can rightly receive what you want when it reaches you. You are not to take it as a charity, nor to steal it. You must give every man more in use value than he gives you in cash value. And that we hear through this whole book. I love that. So it gets interesting because Elon Musk, in the book of Elon, right, says something almost word for word. He talks about trying to be useful, contributing more than you consume. Like that's like his goal, that is to contribute more than you consume. So Wallace Wattles wrote it in 1910, right? So the principle hasn't changed. That's how I kind of look at this, that people who live by this principle just keep winning. So taking that action. Think about your business, your job, your relationships, whatever it is right now. Are you genuinely giving more than you're asking for? Because this isn't just a money principle. This is a life principle. So the scientific use of thought consists in forming a clear and distinct mental image of what you want, in holding fast to your purpose to get what you want, and in realizing with grateful faith that you do get what you want. Do not try to project your thought in any mysterious or occult way with the idea of having it go out and do things for you. That is wasted effort and will weaken your power to think with sanity. The action of thought in getting rich is fully explained in the preceding chapters. Your faith and purpose positively impress your vision upon form or substance, which has the same desire for more life that you have. And this vision received from you sets all the creative forces at work in and through their regular channels of action, but directed towards you. It is not your part to guide or supervise the creative process. All you have to do with that is to retain your vision, stick to your purpose, and maintain your faith and gratitude. But you must act in a certain way so that you can appropriate what it is what is yours when it comes to you, and so that you can meet the thing you have in your picture and put them in the proper place as they arrive. You can really see the truth of this when things reach you. They will be in the hands of others who will ask an equivalent for them. And you can only get what is yours by giving the other person what is rightfully his. Your pocketbook is not going to be transformed into a Fortunata's purse, which shall be always full of money without effort on your part. This is the crucial point in the science of getting rich, right here, where thought and personal action must be combined. There are very many people who can consciously or unconsciously set the creative forces in action with the strength and persistence of their desires, but who remain poor because they do not provide for the reception of the thing they want when it comes. By thought, the thing you want is brought to you. By action, you receive it. Kind of like that handshake in the quote that Ashley gave, powerful. What your action is to be, it is evident that you must act now. You cannot act in the past, and it is essential to the clearness of your mental vision that you dismiss the past from your mind. You cannot act in the future, for the future is not yet here. And you cannot tell how you will want to act in any future contingency until that contingency has arrived. Because you're not in the right business or in the right environment now, do not think that you must postpone action until you get into the right business or environment, and do not spend time in the present taking thought as to the best course in possible future emergencies. Have faith in your ability to meet any emergency when it arrives. If you act in the present with your mind on the future, your present action will be with a divided mind and will not be effective. Put your whole mind into present action. Do not give your creative impulse or original substance do not give your creative impulse to the original substance, and then sit down and wait for results. If you do, you will never get them. Act now. There is never any time but now, and there never will be any time but now. If you are ever to begin to make ready for the reception of what you want, you must begin now, and your action, whatever it is, must most likely be in your present business or employment and must be upon the persons and things in your present environment. You cannot act where you are not. You cannot act where you have been. You cannot act where you are going to be. You can only act where you are. Do not bother as to whether yesterday's work was well done or ill done. Do today's work well. Do not try to do tomorrow's work now. There will be plenty of time to do that when you get to it. Do not try by occult or mystical means to act on people or things that are out of your reach. Do not wait for a change of environment before you act. Get a change of environment by action. Let's see how much we got left here. Oh, there's still so much left, but we've reached this hour. I'm just going to I think I'm going to leave it right there and just but I don't have the page written down right here. I'll put it in our Grow Rich message for the group where we're at tomorrow. So just this is about your vision and your faith and taking action, right? So I'm just going to action is the handshake between visible and invisible that just keeps popping in my head. So I didn't finish chapter 11, so Gail Kindig will pick up with that tomorrow. I want to leave you with three questions to carry into the mastermind, but I know we're probably going to, it's open to talking about and celebrating Nick as well. I want you to know that. So I feel like this whole chapter was pertinent to him as well, because he showed up every day. You could see him on the training. He showed up every Monday night. He was at the Freedom Fest. He was there. So what vision, what vision am I holding? Is it clear enough that I could describe it in detail right now? Two, what action is in front of me today? Not next week, not when conditions are perfect, but today. And three, am I giving more value than I'm asking for in my business, in my family, in my community? So you've got the thought. Now you got to go do the thing. So our mastermind is open. I think I got the lines ready. Let me double check. I got to give you just a few little. Oh, no, I don't. Let me put it in the right. And I think you know the deal. Just let's just stay positive and high vibes and brevity's relevant here so that everyone can come out. So no more than 3 minutes. So who would like to come out first?
Hey, Lori Sue, it's Gail.
Gail! Thanks for coming out.
Good morning. Thank you. Oh, my gosh, that song was so amazing. I need that. Oh, that was so...
so glad.
Oh, my gosh. It just, you know, it's actually like everything that we read, everything, you know, all the books that we study. It just had a great compilation of just all of those important points, you know. So it really touched my heart, you know, and of course I was crying because I can't stop because of Nick. But I wanted to share just really quick, a year ago, Nick wrote, and I'm so thankful for videos and that we can go back and listen to him and see him, but he wrote, "Choose happiness today. Why waste another precious moment feeling weighed down by sadness, regret, or negativity? Life is far too short to let those feelings steal your joy." And that was straight from Nick. So it spoke to me this morning. And again, I always talk about purpose. I love this whole thing about our purpose. And just that reminder of how much we have a power with our minds and to do things and get things done and take action. And life is short. And just put yourself out there, whatever wisdom. We all have lived life, no matter how old you are. A 10-year-old can teach an 8-year-old, right, whatever they've learned. So here we are living this whole entire life, and we have so much to give back. So, and it's our duty to do so. So, and put those videos out there because this is a legacy. We're leaving a legacy for whoever wants to pull us up and put our names in there. So great, great call already. Very powerful. I loved every minute of it. And again, and I know you can put that song into the Grow Rich community so we can keep that in our phones, right? We can upload that or download it or whatever.
I think you actually call way better at it, but thank you.
Yeah. anyway, we can get it. We're going to get it because it's really a great, it should be our theme song for our membership, our whatever. Anyway, back to you. I don't want to take up more than 3 minutes. I love you all. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I love that Nick was spot on with that. Those words. I'm so grateful for that legacy that he left. Even as I scrolled through some of his videos too, I just love the way he spoke, and it was all about living life fully and having fun and choosing happiness. So I love that. Thank you so much, Gail.
Hey, Lori.
Hey,
can you hear me?
Yep, is this Danny?
Yeah, to Danny.
Yeah. Hi.
Did you say something about 7-Eleven, like this was reading 7-Eleven or something?
Yeah. It's the seventh of the month, and it's 11. It's the 11th chapter. I just thought seven.
Okay. 11. I've been asking Nick to send me a sign. You know, some kind of sign he's okay or whatever. And this morning, I grabbed my phone off my dining room table. And you know how you pick your phone up and your screen opens up kind of and tells you the time?
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The time was 7:11. And then you came out here and said, this is 7:11. Well, we had this joke with each other. I used to call him 7:11 because his nationality is from India. And most people that own gas stations, you know, are Indian. So the gas station 7-Eleven. The 7-Eleven, you know, convenience. And that was a little joke that we had. And now this is the second time this morning 7-Eleven came. This has got to be my sign.
Yeah.
You know?
I think so. I'm so grateful to be a part of it, that we're all a part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are those divine, this is divine positioning, I believe. This is like, I used to call it serendipity, but yeah. He's alive. He's well,
yeah.
And I believe it. Yeah. Let you know.
Yeah. Got my sign.
Thanks, Danny. Thank you, Danny,
Thank
for
you.
Sharing that. Love you so much.
Too.
Hey, Wanda from Rhode Island.
Wanda.
Hey, good morning, family. I wanted to say, Lori, so... Thank you for the song last night. Thank you for the song this morning. My holidays. So heavy. I've been praying about it. And after hearing my brother Danny over there, I know that Nick's last episode was number 44. I've been praying about it. And it shows his stability, his hard work, his protection, and his strong foundation for his future. And I know that he's looking down on all of us right now, and he wants us to carry the torch, guys. As hard as this is, I want to carry the torch in honor of him, because he was a big part of us. He's still a big part of us. He taught us balance and stability, building something lasting instead of quick success. He taught us discipline and persistence, staying steady even when life is hard. And number 44, guys, is protection and guidance. Many people believe in seeing 44 repeatedly is a reminder that they're not alone. Manifestation through action. Not just learning. And it just hit me so hard, the inner strength that he had, especially during seasons of transition or growth. The number 44 is called the master number. It's sometimes known as the master builder because it represents turning vision into reality. Through patience, structure, and service to all. So basically, some people associate 44 with endurance, purpose, and completion through faith, through interceptors. You know, they may vary in traditions, but that number hit me, and that was all our brother Nick. And I've been praying too, Danny, for a sign. And that's what it brought me to today. So I just want to say, sending each and every one of you love and light. And please keep me updated so we can honor our brother when we need to, yeah. To whatever, for his family. So I love you. Yeah. I appreciate you, as always. Do something good for somebody else in the space in your home. They can't repay your family. I love you. Big hugs to each and every one of you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. Thank you, Wanda. Wow, we can learn so much about somebody, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Mama Elizabeth. I'm waiting.
I think, yep, that's what I was going to say. I think
and loving and learning.
Oh, my goodness. I just want you to know to add to the 7-Eleven Danny and Lori Sue and Wanda, my son was born at 7-Eleven. I'm thinking about Kevin, my oldest, in San Antonio. And he always talks about 7-Eleven. And it's just the, those numbers were there. He recognized it every year he was born, still alive, doing the things he wants to do. And then then something you said, Wanda, as you always in your statements and your wonderful call, do something for someone else that they can't, you know, do or remember.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to share with you what happened to me on Monday. I don't think I shared that with you. And I will make sure that my son Marcus puts some pictures out about that. I was invited about a month ago that the Richmond Flying Squirrels, the team that I'm the ambassador for, said we want to give you a gift. We don't know just how you're accepted, but we want to do something for you. I said, okay. And then they didn't say anything about it. And then I got a call saying, look, can you meet us at the Diamond on Monday? This was this Monday. And I got there, Marcus and I got there, and they said, we want to give you a wonderful gift. And so I kept wondering, what could the gift be? And I followed them through that course. So this is a new multi-million-dollar stadium. Hopefully some of you will get to Richmond, and I can get you your free baseball ticket because I'm the ambassador. And that's one of my jobs that I do, give out tickets to people that want to come. So at any rate, I was there. The manager met me, Anthony Opperman, who's the new manager. And he said, I just want you to follow me and enjoy. We're going to give you a tour around this beautiful, beautiful, they call it the car park. And I followed, of course, I followed on my scooter, my new scooter. And I followed. And he finally got to a place where I think you heard about the memorial that was done for the Richmond 34, the group that I was with in 1960. Many of them have already gone on to the other side. I'm still here, one of those few that are still here. And I saw the beautiful memorial that day, and it was just had all the names on it and a beautiful stone, something that the sculpture did for us, and it was just wonderful. So I said, well, that was done earlier, so what could the gift be? Well, anyhow, I got to the point, I said, they took me to the monument, the memorial first, and I said, gee, it really looks so different today. And look at all those beautiful flowers. He said, do you notice that? When you were here last, it was just red clay. But you're here today, and look at all the flowers that have bloomed around it. And I said, that's beautiful. That's a gift in itself. He said, oh, no, that's not it, though. So we get to this point, and he says, stop right here. Don't go any further. Look up. I looked up at this wall, this massive wall, and there is a mural of me the way I am now. I said, I can't believe this. My hair, my eyes, my glasses, my lips, my nails, everything is a mural of me. I've never had a mural done. And on the whole screen, I lead the mural. And I said, that looks like me. He said, you think we captured you? And I held back the tears. I said, if somebody could give me a gift like this, I certainly can't repay it. I wasn't there to have it done. Somebody remembered me and the essence of me and put that on the wall along with other things, giving freedom and enlightenment to other people. And I was so blessed. So I have so much gratitude. And while I've been the ambassador, I have done this because I wanted to do it. They chose me. I didn't ask for a dime. But to see something like that, that's worth more than money. That's worth, it's just something that I'll never forget. And I just want you all to remember that people love you this way, think of you this way. Yes, you never know, but you may have a mural done one day, or they'll do something that you can't repay them for. So I'm filled with joy this morning, and I just wanted you to know that my mural and the memorial are there, and I'm still here. And the book is here, getting ready, but I got to add a chapter to it. But I am so grateful, so grateful. And I just want you all to realize blessings are all around you. Like Nick said, and what he did, his life was a blessing. You be a blessing to someone else. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Back to you, Lori.
Congratulations. Congratulations. We celebrate with you. You absolutely deserve it. You're our heroine? You're our hero in this group. So thank you so much. Look forward to seeing that. I'd like to see a picture of that. How awesome. Thank you so much.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Minister Christian.
Oh, Minister Christian. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me, Lori Sue?
Loud and clear.
Wonderful,
like
wonderful. Awesome. Awesome. I was supposed to start my clock, so if I go, you know, much over 3 minutes, just, you know, ding me. But I wanted to just say congratulations, Mom Elizabeth. You know, such a wonderful story, what's going on, and you're still here. And I think it's just only beginning. I think it's just at the tip, and so much is about to happen with your book coming out and so much life to live. And so congratulations, and I'm looking forward to just being a part of that with you and watching you as you go and supporting in any way that I can. You know, I'll come up there anytime to the baseball field and sing a song and also give out some candy. Oh, yeah. Lori Sue, love your song.
Thank you.
Louder than
you're
static.
My inspiration.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, yeah. I, you know, keep on keeping on. You know, it's you have taken what you've learned in this community and the things you've been hearing from everybody. You've turned it into music. And I love it because it's just a tool. Everybody needs a tool. You're taking a tool and you're putting time into it. Everybody doesn't have time to do it. You can get lost in certain things and just keep going. And I say when you do that, that's when you know what your passion is. You know, because it's not about the money is like oxygen. It's important, but oxygen isn't everything. But it helps you create everything. So it's all important.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you do something and love something, you'll find a way to make it monetary. And so just keep doing what you're doing, creating your catalog of music, and it's going to help people because it's helping us now. And, yes, we want to – there's a lot of static. You know, people who are zombies don't really get attacked much more than what they're attacked. But if people who are shining their light and trying to make a difference and, you know, kind of creating their own path, and following their heart, you know, the adversity can be great. The devil gets his partners and they double team. You know, this is just remember, as the story goes, you know, when he fell and he came out of heaven, where did he fall? So if this is where he fell, then he's got some structures and things, systems set up to kind of work in his favor. But we have a choice of consent. And that's what Nick Romani reminds me of. Nick Romani went through things just like everybody else. Don't think he didn't. But he had a pleasing personality. He never brought his troubles or his laundry or his negativity or anger to any of the settings that he's ever been in. He's always encouraged. So that's how he's remembered. We're in a great time right now with these videos. We can watch Nick forever. I encourage everybody, like Wanda DiPaolo, keep putting your videos out there. Keep encouraging, because one day we're all going to walk this road. As much as I don't want to die, and actually I'm just asking God, can I just stay here like Methuselah? You know, but we leave when it's time to leave. And mm-hmm. so since we know that that is something that we all must do, then it must be a part of life. And if it's a part of life and we love life, like Nick mm-hmm. giving signs to Danny, I'm okay, brother. I'm just in another realm. I'll see you mm-hmm. one day, because we all got to yeah. go to that other realm. So it mm-hmm. has to, so mm-hmm. Then we decide, like I decide waking up today, this is going to be the best day ever. When I die, it's going to be the best time ever. Okay?
For sure.
We're here for eternity.
It's going to be the best day ever.
Yes, absolutely. It's a choice. And one quick story mm-hmm. about a guy, because I'm doing like Paul, you know, in one of our calls, Mike Hobbs was talking about a guy, or somebody said something about, well, how can I make some money real fast? I think he's in our community. He wants to know how he can make some money. And Mike was like, well, invite. Talk to people. You know, I'd be talking to 50 people a day if I had to. So, like Paul, I'm reaching out to people one-on-one, like how he started our business, this business in the community, one-on-one with these chats. And, man, I'm finding out some deep stuff, just slowing down to chat with people and see what's going on. And one guy I was with in the car business, he was the nephew of one of the car dealer owners in New Orleans. I won't mention the name, but he's deceased. But he talked about how his uncle died with $350 million, didn't leave him a dime, and all that to have an air-conditioned tomb. And he's like,
oh, wow.
When I had a degree in music, I did the stupid thing of leaving what I love, music, and going into the car business. He's at stage 4 kidney failure. He's at end stage of life mm-hmm. right now. In his mind, chasing money is evil. Now, I don't believe money is the root of all evil. We needed to, like, again, mm-hmm. oxygen. But he wished he would have had chose his passion over choosing money. I'm in the same situation now. My sons knew I would make a six figures in the car business. They keep saying, go back to the car business. I'm like, I can't do it. I'm working for God now. You know, he sends me my W-2, working for him. So, you know, I continue to do what is important. Keep spreading the message of never giving up. Never give up your right to be happy. We have a right, like yeah. Nick chose to be happy, and he chose to encourage. So let's keep encouraging each other. Let's keep doing what's important to us. Know that tomorrow is not promised. So if tomorrow ain't promised, and I can't go back yesterday, today got to be the best day ever. Never give up. Keep moving forward. Amen. Be the change you're born to be in this world. Oh, yeah. Love you.
Oh, yes. Best day ever. Thank you. Bring in the fire. Holy cow. Thank you, Christian. Love it.
Hey, Lori Sue.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
How are you?
I'm a little blue, but more happy. I just had to rhyme, you know.
Well, I wanted to say thank you for hosting today. You did an amazing job, and I really loved the song you played. I was totally into it. And when you said I used to call it serendipity, but then you kind of didn't finish the thought, and I instantly remembered the line from your song. And I wanted to share some of your lyrics from your Divine Positioning song. It says, not luck, not chance, not a lucky break, something bigger moving things into place. But it's not just mm-hmm. about you finding your place. It's about who you'll meet face to face. Position for a stranger, a season, a soul. The detour was always a part of the whole. When the path is unclear and the why won't come, you're not forgotten, you're not undone. You're being prepared for the moment ahead when someone will need exactly where you've been led. I used to call it serendipity. A spiritual friend helped me finally see. It was never random. It was never by chance. The grateful heart gets a front row stance. That's divine positioning. And then these next few lines that you have, if you're in the middle of waiting right now, if you're wondering when and you're wondering how, if the season is hard and the why isn't clear, you're not lost in the dark. You're being drawn near. You're being prepared for a person, a place, someone down the road who needs your grace. So those are beautiful lines. And I loved hearing Danny come out and hearing that universe wink, that signature of God on the number. How quote unquote random was that, you know?
Exactly.
you said those words in that way, and then to hear the backstory from Danny. When I woke up this morning, I had a song playing in my head. It's a song called God is Good. And it says, let me see if I can find it. It says, I'm telling you, God is good. Yeah, God is good. We've come so much farther than we thought we could. Keep walking now. God is good. Yeah, God is good. One more mile behind us. And God is good. And a little bit later on the song, it says, and Chimney Rock, she rises like a Memphis, calling his children on. And I always thought it said calling his children home. So that's what I thought about this morning.
Like
and I thought about, you know, how we're all kind of on this journey that goes to one place. And, people are with us for a season and a reason. And I've probably passed my 3 minutes. I better stop talking. But I love it. I love Mr. Christian, what you shared, and everybody. So thank you. And let's make it a great day.
Thank you so much. A reason and a season. Yeah. That reminds me of a Joe Dollar.
Yeah.
Joe Dollar talking about a reason and a season.
Give a holla to Joe Dalla. Blast from the past.
More good words. It's all been inspiration for me. I love those universe winks. I like how I called that signature of God. I love that. Thank you.
You know, one last thing, if I could, just real fast. I was thinking about what Minister Christian was saying and the connection. And you know, we did this promotion last month, and we've got all this automation going and, you know, all these people joining, which is all great and grateful. But, you know, the one thing that I remember from all of that was I got this email from this person. I won't say his name, but he wrote this email that said, "Dear Paul, thank you for your last email. The message you shared truly resonated with me and brought me to tears. And the last thing I want to do is be a burden to your thriving business. As I reflect on my life, I realize how much of my daughter's childhood I missed while traveling for work. Now I'm at a major crossroads. I was served with divorce papers earlier this year, and the divorce was finalized on April 24th. I have to move out within 60 days and begin a new journey. It's a difficult transition, especially after the effort I put into my home and the years spent feeling distant from my children due to my career and previous family changes. My daughter is now 25, and I feel I missed so many memories that I can never get back. I feel quite alone, and I'm unsure of my next steps, but your words provided some much-needed inspiration during this painful time. God bless you and your family, and I hope you have a wonderful time at the baseball games today." and then I had a chance to write him back, you know, and to try to lift him a little bit. But it just reminds me that the whole point of everything we do is the connections that we have with people and the difference we can make and the light we can shine into their lives. So I hope we remember that as we're doing the things that we do for our businesses, is that that's the point, is, you know. So anyway, that's it. Back to you.
Beautiful. The point is the connections with people and the light we can shine into their lives. Sweet. Thank you so much, Paul.
Hello?
Okay, we're at the top of the hour, but I want you out. Okay, come on out.
This is Danny again.
Hello. Hi, Danny. Hello.
I just got a message from Ashley saying that Gio's post has something about 7-Eleven in it. That's three times this morning. That's amazing.
Perfect.
Thank you, man.
Positioning.
I know you're okay.
This call has been so amazing. I had an opportunity to watch Mr. Rogers, the one with Tom Hanks. And in the end of it, he spoke about death is a human experience. And it was just beautiful. If you have a chance to watch that, there's so many wonderful messages in it. And And after Paul speaking about that, I mean, there was that the whole story is about a man estranged from his father because of past experiences and forgiving and just what we can learn in this human experience. Thank you all for sharing so much.
Thank you, Kathy. Yeah. Isn't it a blessing? Man, all that we get, if we can continue to reframe, it is a blessing. And it's all for our good. It's all, and yeah, I love it. I just love it.
Now I want to go watch some Rick Romani.
Yeah, go get those videos, everybody. Go scroll through that. He's just awesome.
Oh, my goodness. And listen to this call again and shed a few tears and be grateful for the associations that we have here in this life.
Yeah, and the ones right here that are with us, you know, I think somebody, I think it was Dee Dee that said, be sure and give the flowers to the people that you love. Don't wait until their memorial service to give them the flowers. Give them to them now. Let those know, let those people you know that you love them. If there's a strange relationship, work on it. Think if this is your last day, how would you treat the people around you? How would you, especially the ones that you're connected to, and continue to just get better in those relationships? Because it is the connections, like Paul said, and it is a choice, like Christian said. I mean, I just love all that you guys put into this call and all that we felt today, and I love you. I totally believe in you. Let's take Nick's heart and soul and make it a part of our actions and in living our purpose and moving towards our dreams and just sharing and connecting with others out there, making everyone's lives better and just raising the consciousness, the frequency, the vibes of the whole universe towards love and gratitude. So I thank you. I so appreciate you guys. Come on back tomorrow and learn some more, and we'll see you then. Unmute the lights.
Way to go, Lori Sue. Thank you. Love you all.
The best call ever.
Have an amazing day.
Be encouraged.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you, Lori Sue. Awesome day.
I used to chase what I couldn't hold, counting every gap, every dead, every cold. Woke up racing before my feet hit the floor, always behind, always needing more. I thought the hustle was the only way through, grind till you drop and then start again new. But something was missing I couldn't quite name. I had all the effort and nothing to claim. And quiet as morning, soft as the light, a truth started rising and it changed my whole life. It wasn't out there, it was never that far. It was gratitude first that opens the door.
That's divine positioning.
Not luck, not chance, not a lucky break. Something bigger moving things into place. I stayed grateful, kept my heart alive, and the right thing showed up at the right time. Every door, every person, every sign was already coming, I just had to align. That's divine positioning. That's divine positioning. So I started each morning with thankful eyes, three things, five things, watching the list rise. Not waiting for perfect, not waiting for more, grateful for exactly what already was. 30 days turned to 60, turned to a year. Something kept shifting, kept getting more clear. Not just doors opening into my life, but people I could reach in the middle of the night. The timing was perfect, the placement was planned. I was being positioned to offer my hand. And what felt like waiting was never a stall. What felt like a dead end was a corridor call. The grateful mind sees what the striving mind missed. That the hard, unclear seasons are already on the list. not a chance, not a lucky break. Something bigger moving things into play. I stayed grateful, kept my heart aligned, and the right thing showed up at the right time. Every door, every person, every sign was already coming. I just had to align. That's divine positioning. That's divine positioning. Draw close to the source and the source draws close to you. That's not religion, it's the law and it's true. The grateful mind fixes on the best of everything, and the best keeps finding its way back in. Hill said faith is born of gratitude. Waddle said it keeps you tuned to the frequency of everything good coming toward you like it always should. But it's not just about you finding your place, it's about who you'll meet face to face. Position for a stranger, a season, a stall. The detour was always part of the whole. When the path is unclear and the why won't come, you're not forgotten, you're not undone. You're being prepared for the moment ahead when someone will need exactly where you've been led. I used to call it serendipity. A spiritual friend helped me finally see. It was never random, it was never by chance. The grateful heart gets a front row stance. That's not luck, that's design. That's not stumbling. Divine positioning. If you're in the middle of waiting right now, if you're wondering when and you're wondering how, if the season is hard and the why isn't clear, you're not lost in the dark, you're being drawn near. You're being prepared for a person, a place, someone down the road who needs your grace. Stay thankful for exactly where you stand. Something's already moving, already planned. Divine.